This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India today signed a defense deal with France to procure 26 Rafale marine fighter aircrafts. The deal was signed in New Delhi in the presence of officials from the defense ministry and the French government. Out of 26 Rafale marine aircrafts, 22 will be single-seater and 4 double-seater, and these will be designed and prepared as per the requirement of the Indian Navy. With the induction of Rafale marine aircrafts, the strength of the Navy will increase manifold, and these fighter aircraft will be deployed in aircraft carriers like INS Vikramaditya and INS Vikrant. Rafale will be equipped with advanced weapon systems and missiles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh at his residence in New Delhi today. The meeting, which lasted for around 40 minutes, came in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack and actions after that. The meeting comes a day after Chief of Defence Staff Anil Chauhan briefed the Defence Minister on the critical decisions. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Legislative Assembly today passed a strong-worded resolution to condemn the terror attack in Pahalgam, in which 26 tourists were killed on April 22. The resolution, which described the attack as heinous, barbaric and inhumane and cowardly attack, was unanimously adopted by the House after 3-hour-long discussion. The Assembly resolved to fight resolutely in defeating the nefarious designs of disturbing communal harmony and hindering progress. The resolution was moved by Deputy Chief Minister Surinder Chaudhary during a special session of the Assembly, which began with members observing a 2-minute silence to pay homage to those killed in the tragedy last week. The Deputy Chief Minister stated that the House expressed its profound shock and anguish over the barbaric and inhumane attack perpetrated on innocent civilians in Pahalgam on April 22.
This House unwavering condemns the heinous, cowardly act that resulted in the loss of innocent lives. Such acts of terror are a direct assault on the ethos of Kashmir. The values enshrined in our constitution and the spirit of unity, peace and harmony that have long characterized Jammu and Kashmir and our nation. This House stands in full solidarity with the victims and their families.
India has banned 16 Pakistani YouTube channels, including Dawn News, Sama TV, Ari News and Jio News, for disseminating misinformation against India in the backdrop of the recent Pahalgam terror attack. The YouTube channels have been banned for spreading provocative and communally sensitive content, false and misleading narratives against India, its army and security agencies. Action has also been taken against 2 social media posts on the recommendation of the Union Home Ministry. The government has also objected to the reporting of BBC on Pahalgam terror attack and conveyed the country's strong sentiments to India's BBC head. A formal letter has been sent to BBC on terming terrorists as militants. The Supreme Court today agreed to consider a plea seeking regulation of obscene content on OTT platforms and social media, observing that the issue raised serious concerns. In response, the Union government told the court that some more regulations are in contemplation. A bench comprising Justice B.R. Gawai and Justice A.G. Masih observed that the public interest litigation raised an issue of important concern and issued notice to the Union government and OTT platforms Netflix, Amazon Prime, Alt Balaji, Mubi and social media platforms Xcore, Google, Meta and Apple. The bench tagged the petition with other similar pending petitions. Union Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today launched the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Vay Vandana scheme and distributed Vay Vandana cards to the beneficiaries at Tyagraj Stadium in New Delhi. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended over 1.2% up, fueled by strong earnings reports and significant gains in energy, oil and gas and PSU bank stocks. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, surged 1,006 points to close at 80,218. The National Stock Exchange, Nifty 50, gained 289 points to settle at 24,329. In IPL, T20 cricket host Rajasthan Royals will face Gujarat Titans at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.